And with this morning's program, here is your host, LaVon Eblen.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you know, we haven't had any all-day blizzards in our area like we have sometimes in the past, but we've had those snowy days and icy days and, you know, times when many of us think we have to be out on the road in our vehicles, and, you know, that's for many people that is true. Used to be true for me, and I know I sometimes even was out there when I didn't really need to be, but I thought, hey, nothing will happen to me, you know, I can handle all this. Well, I've changed that a bit, but there are many people who still think that way or feel like they do have to be there for their job or whatever they're doing. And then there are those teenagers, you know, those young people who nothing can hurt them. So all this leads up to what you have in your vehicle for a winter survival kit. It does make a difference how long the list is. I think if you live in town and you don't very often go out, you know, a far distance, or maybe you are always on well-traveled roads, or maybe you're out on country roads or on long stretches of a highway where there isn't anybody. So I think it does make some difference in how much you want to put in your winter safety and survival kit. But we all could use some things. And probably starting with a shovel. And if you have plenty of space in the vehicle, just a regular shovel will do. But if not, you know, there are those short-handled ones that are specially made for putting in vehicles or carrying in small spaces. I think with some of the items that are good to have in your vehicle safety kit, you can go to the camping area of, you know, source itself, camping things that have those emergency and helpful tools. So a shovel is good, and of course, probably even before that, just for ordinary snows and ordinary days, we need that windshield scraper with a small broom on it. It's good to have a flashlight either with extra batteries, or there are flashlights where you turn a crank and it kind of generates the power, and that's another option. So if you do carry a flashlight that requires batteries, you may either want to put the batteries in a little bag to go with it, or turn them around so they don't get used up. Put them in backwards to store them in the flashlight. It's good to have a battery-powered radio. And, you know, many of us have phones, and so it's good to have that cell phone adapter to plug into the power in the vehicle to make sure that our phones can be charged up. And, of course, something you don't put inside the vehicle, but I often need this reminder, we need to keep that gas tank at least half full. Better for the vehicle, but also it gives you a little more time if you need to keep the car running for some reason. Water, and that's so easy anymore. You know, you have to put it in some kind of container, and my mom always used to carry a quart jar full of water. Now we have all sizes of little plastic bottles of water, so easy to keep water in the vehicle. And I know some people always have water with them. Might be good to have some snacks, some energy bars, some little nibbly things to snack on if you're really going to be out there for a while. I hope that doesn't happen. Extra hats, or maybe a hat, because many of us don't wear hats even when we should when it's so cold. So hats, socks, mittens, and, you know, those little hand warmers you can buy that are in the little bags that just fit into your gloves, they are great, not only for your safety kit, but for other times also. When I was out ringing the bell for Salvation Army, you can bet I had one of those in each mitten. So they can be useful, as many of the things in your safety kit could be good year-round as well as in the wintertime. First aid kit, that's something good to have in your vehicle at all times. Doesn't have to be very big, but a basic first aid kit. And the one thing about that, I've had them in the past that I just have to remind myself, but they do need to be checked. You know, some of the items that are in there are not good forever. So you do need to check them every once in a while, make sure everything in your first aid kit is still usable. Blankets or sleeping bag or extra heavy clothing that you can put on. They don't have to be fancy, they don't have to be new. And a blanket just an ordinary, maybe it's a well-worn blanket even, or you could get, actually in a small package, a heated emergency blanket, and that's one you'll probably find in the camping supplies. So that would be easily stored. Good to have, if you're out there often, I think, a tow chain or a rope, and also booster cables, because if your battery works fine, you may need to help out somebody else. You can buy a fix-up flat in a spray can, and you can. Again, good year-round, because those kinds of things happen to you, and they do happen to everybody. Emergency flares and reflectors, those can be LED-powered, so you don't have to worry about them. And again, if it takes batteries, you know, make sure you have the batteries so they're going to be up to date. And you might want to have a container in case you need to run out of water and you need snow. You should never eat the snow because it lowers the body temperature too much, so you really need to melt the snow first. Another list that I looked at said it's good to have a whistle. Interesting. And you might want to store all of this in a, if you had an older backpack, you might be able to store most of that in a backpack. Or, of course, the plastic storage bin with a lid. And don't put it in the trunk. If you have a vehicle with a trunk, don't put it in the trunk because you don't want to get out. The trunk might be stuck shut. You need to keep it in the vehicle with you. If you do need to go out, it's always good to let somebody know what your plans are, where you're going to be going, when they might expect you if, you're traveling to someone's home or even to a business or your job. If it looks like it's bad weather, you have a, let somebody know what they can expect from you. The best advice if you are in flight off the road, in an accident, or just stuck wherever, the best advice is to stay in your vehicle. Getting out in a storm is very dangerous. So stay in your vehicle. That's why you have some of these supplies with you. Run the vehicle just very seldom, and when you open the window, just a smidge, because the exhaust can get plugged up. And probably 10 minutes an hour is about the most that you want to run your vehicle to keep your power available. Don't expect to be comfortable. You just need to stay alive. You don't need to be warm and cozy necessarily. And as I said earlier, it's a good idea to check out what you have and maybe check out what other family members have in their vehicles. I see lots of young people who, some of them even wear flip-flops. I don't know that I've seen anybody lately, but a light jacket, no gloves, no hat, a tough. So maybe if you know some of those people, have most people in your family, you need to either get the kit for them or, even better, have them work with you to get those materials put together. And they'll be going, I don't need that. That would be good. If it's never needed, that would be the best news ever. But if they are needed sometime, somebody's going to be saying thank you to you. You might also do this for a neighbor. It could be a good gift for a friend if they do go out and they haven't put this together. So maybe it's something you could do as a volunteer and give it to a friend. Being safe is smart. Again, we just think, nothing will ever happen. But sometimes we can't predict what will happen. Even if we have control, other people and other vehicles may not have control. So it's best to be prepared. Water, basic food, keeping warm, those are the essentials. And you can, of course, go online and get a list. You can buy kits already put together. You don't want to take time to, put all these things together. You can actually buy the whole kit and caboodle all ready to go. So there's another option. Be safe. Just take a few precautions and be smart. And safety is something that happens first between your ears.